Roadman, today I want to talk to you about my next gravel adventure. Let's cue that intro.
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Dublin. The sun is just coming up as I'm recording this podcast. And yeah, I'm going to go bike riding. And also today, what I want to do is make a couple of announcements. Today, I want to tell you about my next gravel adventure, which I'm planning. I'm super excited about. But also, it's the public release of the Girona training camp. The early access dudes over on Patreon, and they've bought me a fiver a month. And guys, anything that comes out, it's always going to be limited release from us, whether it's kit, whether it's training camp, it's going to be limited release. And the Patreon guys, they're supporting the podcast and they're making this possible. They're getting early access to stuff. So if you want to get that early access, head on over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh and you're going to get that early access to it. So some of the Patreon guys have already signed up and there's a few places left on the training camp, but do hurry. The link is in the bio. It's a small, limited training camp. We're going to knock some serious crack out of Girona in October. We're going from the 17th to the 22nd. It's going to be absolutely epic. As part of it, we're doing this Roadman Rocker Coba Challenge, where you have to try and get up Rocker Coba in your age plus 10 minutes. I'm going to struggle. I really am going to struggle. But look, we'll see. I'm going to do a bit of training in between here and then. I'm going to go full gas at it and we're going to see what's going to happen. I'm going to have to ride it off the power meter and I'm going to have to pull some tricks out of the bag. But really looking forward to it. Girona is just such a romantic, epic place to ride a bike. The best place in the world you can ride a bike. And you know, you can take that from someone who's ridden their bike all over the world, from North America to Europe to even China, Dubai, Qatar, Italy, everywhere. And Girona is hands down the best place you can ride a bike. Today, what I want to talk to you about is my next gravel adventure. And anyone who's a listener to the podcast, and this predates the podcast going out on video platforms, so you'd have to be tuning into the actual audio version. I rode the Wicklow Way and I split it up, rode it with one of my training partners, Matt, and the two of us, we split it up over 2 days and it was two epically hard days. I think we rode for 9-ish hours on the first day, and there's a lot of hike a bike when you have the bike on your back. Now don't forget, the bike is strapped with luggage. Like, I got a handlebar bag on, I have a big saddle bag on and a top tube bag on, and your pockets are stuffed full of food and shit as well and jackets. So you're trying to carry this up steps, over rocks, down little ravines. It's a proper hard time. The vlog for it is coming out next week. I've been slow enough editing that. I was sick last week, as anyone listens to the podcast knows. I was down under the weather for a week. So that vlog is on the back burner. But happy to announce my next adventure. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be equally as epic. And where the Wicklow Way ends, there's another route starts. It's called the South Leinster Way, and it goes up over Mount Leinster, which I rode that in the Ross in 2017. It's a hard climb. But so the South Leinster Way, it's 104 kilometers long. Now, don't let that fool you. When it's 104 kilometers, you have a temptation to think, oh, that's a day. The guided hiking time on this is 5 days. So I'm thinking we can get through this, I'm hoping comfortably, in 2 days, when the last one I think was 130k. That was a stretch over 2 days, especially, you know, getting camps together, breaking them up, all that type of stuff. So the guide time's 5 day hike. Guide time on Wicklow Way is a 7 day hike. I think we can get this done comfortably in the 2 days with no setbacks. Wicklow, we are blessed with the weather. So look, let's see what sort of weather we get for this one. There's 1,500 meters of climbing in it. It starts in Kildavin, which is where the Wicklow Way ends. And it ends down in the famous Carrick on Shore for Sean Kelly fame and Sam Bennett fame. So look, the lessons from the last one. I think I got my kit pretty spot on last time, but I got lucky with the weather. So at this time of year, I'm going to have to be a lot more cautious to bring rain kit, to bring arm warmers, leg warmers. It was more of a sun cream problem last time. Last time as well, if you listen to my feedback on it, and you'll see it in the vlog, which is dropping next week, I got this, only could be described as puke-flavoured curry. It was like someone puked in a bag after a night out on the beer, sealed it up, and sold it to me. That's how bad it was. It was rank. It was a chicken curry, brutal, folks. That camp food is not fit for human consumption. It should be like a toxic warning on it. I don't know if I'd do that again. Food is heavy as shit, and it tastes so bad, the food you can carry. So what I would do is I would see where the breaks or where we're planning on camping and try and pick a restaurant and just go in there like bums and eat out. I think that would be much more enjoyable and fuel much better. Also, last time we were drinking out of streams, Matt got real sick. He was puking like all night when we camped over, and it actually didn't look like he was going to be able to start the second day because he puked all night. We were drinking out of streams and we were basically foraging for water, and it's not a good place to be, because when you need to drink water, you need to drink, and you often can't wait 2-3 hours to get water into you. And this is even carrying a lot of water. So I would maybe, this time I'm going to be a little bit more organized, and I'm going to see where the trail breaks and intersects with a little bit of road before re-entering trail. I'm going to arrange to have somebody there to get a little bit of a static feed where we can get fresh bottles and then just move on without much of a break. And if you see the vlog next week, it's tragic, and it was pure amateur error from me. I brought tubes on the trip and got them at the very last minute. And then I realized after my first puncture, the valves weren't long enough to go through the rims. Schoolboy error stuff, ridiculous shit. So I've moved over to tubeless. I will bring in these wee little plugs. I've never used them on tubeless, so I'll be bringing them. Also, I'll be bringing some long valve tubes. That was a ridiculous move for me. That video's out next week, and it's a good bit of crack. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to sail Leinster Way. Let me know if there's other ones around Ireland. Also, a big shout out to one of our clients at the moment, Robert McWhorter. He's a long-term client of ours. I think he's been a coaching client for about 5 years. Sean McKenna coaches him, and he is, could you call it circumnavigating Ireland? He's on the World Tour of Ireland anyway. He's riding around the whole coast of the 32 counties. He's over from Texas and Austin, Texas, and he's over here and he's riding around the 32 counties. It's an epic trip, and he's bike packing, bringing all his stuff with him on a bike he fabricated himself. The man's a legend. So if you hear of him or you shout him, see him on the roads, definitely give him a bit of a shout. You'll see him wearing some Roadman kit along the roads. That video's out next week, Roadmen. The link for the Girona training camp is in the description down below. So it will sell out fast. So as you're hearing this podcast, jump on that link and get it booked. It will sell out fast. It's going to be great crack. We have 2 groups going. So no matter what your ability, we're going to have a fast group and a slow group each day. You can dip in and out of the fast group or the slow group. Recovery days mixed in. Support car on the Girona day with refreshments and mechanical assistance, all that. It's going to be class. Cannot wait. Roadman, I'm going to chat to you tomorrow. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing, and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments. So don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.